I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Thousands of Haitians are fleeing the nation's capital of Port-au-Prince, where baseline unrest has reached a fever pitch in the last year.
Everybody's bringing their business to Cap Haitien, but the inflation is still really high. People still can't afford to eat. It's getting very crowded.
Rosalind DeHart with For Haiti with Love says the influx of people is outpacing ministry capability. Food and housing shortages are the biggest challenges. With the unrest and violence, DeHart says many missionaries have already left the country.
And I understand it is hard, but we are there and we want to continue to be there to help God's children in Haiti.
Find your place in this story at missionnews.org. And Malawi is seeing a surge of refugees as well from neighboring Mozambique, where political violence has erupted with the confirmation of a new president. Janet Ntali, National Director of TWR Malawi.
We have had an influx of people coming into the south of Malawi, and at the moment the numbers are saying about 3,000.
As people flee to Malawi, that country faces problems of its own, including economic instability and a food shortage. TWR broadcasts Christian radio programs across Malawi and even as far as into some parts of Mozambique. Ntali says the messaging affects both hosts and refugees.
As they listen to God's word on the radio, that is part of the spiritual nourishment and encouragement that they get during this time.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.